Wednesday Talk Around. Sunshine in here, 66 degrees. The man returns, Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Yeah, it's October. Their biggie's coming up, talking the smoker and everything else you guys got going on, Greg Drew, which is like, it's endless.
Well, it's a long list.
It is a long list, and this is every fall, and you guys never stop. I mean, you go through the summer, you go through the winter.
Yep.
It never ends with you guys.
We have a lot going on.
You've got a lot going on.
Yeah, this fall has been busy. We've done two out of the three youth hunts so far. We did the goose hunt and the waterfowl hunt. And the next one is the pheasant hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of fun. And I enjoy watching more than doing anything else. You know, they get some of the...
A lot of smiles there, yeah.
Yeah, we do get some young folks that this is their first time out, and they harvest a bird. They can't even walk through the door. The smile is so big.
Yeah.
You know, it's just amazing. And they're just... They're talking to everybody, some of the older mentors are sitting there talking to him, and the kid is just going and going and going, and he's just so wound up.
What a great memory, though.
It's so fun.
Seriously, yeah.
That's coming up October 4th. The night before, we go out to the Joe Pekarski Trap Range north of Morton. We get in some shooting, a little gun safety. The next day, we are at a property in rural Hankinson, and... You and I have talked about this
every
before.
Time you talk about that property, you get a big grin on your face. Talk about smiling.
I tell you what, if I was, like I said, if I was a deer or a pheasant, I know where I'd love to live.
This is the just, perfect property, just, yeah.
Absolutely. And I was out there, let's see, 2 weeks ago, and we were talking with the landowner, and he's in the process of adding more habitat. So it's growing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just amazing. Yeah. It's got everything you would ever want. They get food and cover and water. It's a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful place. So I had a chance to talk to the project chair, Mark Eltoff, and it looks like we're full.
All right.
Yeah. We limit it to 15 hunters. And if someone drops off, you know, there's a waiting list. And
yeah.
Just
rotate them up, yeah.
It looks like it's full. That was about a week ago. But we'll find out here shortly.
Okay.
On Friday night, we'll find out for sure. And if we need to, we'll make some phone calls and fill her up.
All right.
But it's going to be...
Another great event.
Another fun time for the kids. I think it's more fun time for the adults that watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always have a good time with that.
I love it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've got some mentors, and some of the mentors are bringing dogs along, so it's going to be a full event for the kids. They're going to have a great time.
Again, great memory, and you always remember that first time you went out hunting.
Yep. I still remember the first time that I went out on my own and bagged a pheasant, and it's like, I can recall exactly where I was, you know, type of thing. So it's great for the kids.
Absolutely.
Then? Then the big one.
Hang on. I always gotta do the rumble.
Come on. Yeah.
The smoker.
36th annual Sportsman Smoker. Yeah, this is the big one for us. We have a whole bunch of games and raffles and auction, silent auction, meat raffles. We've got approximately 30 firearms were given away that night.
Wow. Is that a record?
No. It might be
more than...
That'd
be close.
Well, we're not done yet.
Okay.
It might be more than
that. Might be more. All right.
Before we get to the actual event. This is Saturday, October 18th at the Community Center. Doors open at 4 o'clock. We have tickets for sale. We have a couple of different things. There's a ticket to get you in the door, but also has cash prizes on it. And then we're also doing a raffle. And there's some firearms on there and gift cards. If you're interested in Fairmont Lockers or Manoc Meats or Alsager Meats, yeah, buy one of these blue
tickets. There will be some interest in the blue tickets.
Buy one of the blue tickets. You got a chance at $250 gift certificates at those places.
Oh, man, I'd love that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been to all of them, and it's just excellent stuff.
Yeah, without a doubt.
One of the things that we have done or started a few years ago, we have sponsorship for the smoker. And there's various levels. If anybody would be interested in becoming a sponsor, At the entry level, you get a chance at the sponsor gun. This year, it's going to be a Kimber 1911. I think I have to sponsor just for a chance at that. That thing is a beautiful gun. And then you get event tickets and general raffle tickets. And we're going to try something new this year, and that is we're going to have support signs. I went around town and looked at some of the things that are in people's yards. Mm-hmm. And they're a sponsor of this event or a sponsor of that event, so we're going to do the same thing. So you're going to be a sign that says sponsor of the Sportsman Smoker.
All right.
Yep. And one of the questions we get is, where does the money go when we do this? Well, we started talking about the summer and the fall and mm-hmm. so on.
All year.
Yeah, our Junior Wildlife Club, we've got youth fishing events in the summer, the hunts in the fall. We support the local trap clubs, you know, high school programs, and archery in the schools. We have a good relationship with Chehankapa Zoo. We help them out. We're doing river access. We take care of some projects, the Red River Otter Tail and Boise Zoo. We are working on helping with all the access out at Morton Pond. We support Hunt of a Lifetime and Twist of Fate. You know, there are just so many things.
You're tied into a lot of stuff, right?
We are, and what drives every single thing that we do is the smoker.
Okay.
That's our big fundraiser, and basically, in a nutshell, the money stays right here.
All right.
Wapton, Breckenridge, Richin County, Wilkin County, and a few things outside of that, but the majority of it stays right here
at home.
And it's all projects.
Love it.
For the locals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been a fun time. I've been president for 20 years.
Congrats.
Well, thank you. And it's from when I started, we made an evolution. Wrong. We started out with the smoker in the Vets Club.
I remember the old Vets Club downtown. Yeah.
We had to move. We ended up over at the Eagles Club.
Mm-hmm.
And now that the Eagles is no longer with us, we are at the community center. So it's been fun. We've maximized the number of people we can get into that community center. One of our members is an architectural designer, took dimensions of the community center, laid it out on a CAD program, and we have maximum density and still have aisles to get up and move around.
Good.
Yep. So, we're trying hard.
Well thought out. I'm loving
okay.
that. Yeah.
Come on down and have some fun. Saturday, October 18th, Wapton Community Center. Doors open at 4 o'clock. All kinds of raffles. We'll feed you, too.
Feed you very well.
Wild game stew, wild game chili. And we're in the process of collecting all the goodies. And we were out to a landowner's place and picked potatoes. He's got a row of potatoes a quarter mile long.
Wow.
And we have plenty.
Good. That's a good problem to have.
Oh, yeah, it is. So, yeah, come on down. And October 18th is going to be a fun night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it is. Just a great time to get together.
And you'll probably get some stories, too.
I'm sure. Yeah, it gets a little thick in there. And I'm not talking the stew.
A little bit.
Without
All
a doubt.
Right. So, games and raffles, yep. If you want to have a fun night, come on down.
All right.
Come on down. Tickets are available yet. We're still selling.
Okay.
Excuse me. We're still selling. And if you want to get a ticket, you can get hold of myself. You can get hold of Rich Truesdale. His number is 640-5136 or Becky, 701-403-9010. And there are tickets available at different places around town. So if you go into a place and just ask them, you got tickets for the smoker?
Fantastic.
You betcha.
All right, my friend.
Come on down.
Going to be a good time.
Yep.
You're going to be in
October 18th.
You're going to be in next week. We're going to talk more about this.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep. I may have more details on some of the giveaways.
Sounds good.
Yeah. The other thing that we're going to do, I got to get those down here the week of the smoker. those guest passes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We'll for your trivia program.
We'll do some kind of trivia thing. Now, we kind of put trivia on hiatus, but that could come back for a week, and we could definitely give that away.
We could do sportsman's trivia. I could work up some questions for
do
you.
Do that.
I could do that.
All right. Greg Giroux, always great having you in here, my friend.
All right.
Red River Area Sportsman's Club. It's 9:47 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW.